Echeved is a very famous Gemara we mentioned in the longer shir on the pasuk of Zois HaTorah Adam Kiyamas Ba'ol. Zois HaTorah Adam Kiyamas Ba'ol, that it talks about Torah and learning Torah connected to Misa. So the Gemara in Brachos Amachim Olam Be'ez says Ein HaTorah Miskaimas El Misha Meimis Atzmola. That the Torah is only going to be Mekayim, only going to be fulfilled, only going to have strength if we literally kill ourselves over it. So the Tver Shlomo, the Heiliger Radomsker, asks the question. One of those questions really to set up an answer, but he says, Lamaisa, we know famously, Torah teaches us, I believe it's Parshas Kedoshim, V'chayibahem, you have to live. Kiyem chayenu v'yarechimenu. Hashem wants us to live with the mitzvahs, to be alive in the mitzvahs. Most mitzvahs you're not allowed to give up your life for. There's a few, Gila Reish, V'chadam of Zarech, L'Hashem, V'farasi, we know, but Lamaisa, generally, V'chayibahem. Generally, you've run a mitzvah before giving up your life. So here, the Torah seems to allude that you should kill yourself to learn Torah. Like, it doesn't really work well with the V'chai Ben. So he gives a beautiful pshat in what it means. Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamas Ba'ol. He's Miskayimus Misha Meimus Atzvola. He says, there's a Pirkei de Belazar. Then when Reish Lakish left the world, the day that he died, all his old friends died as well, right? We know the old friends of Reish Lakish, right? Reish Lakish was the thief who was a Baal Tshuva. And he had his old friends, who were still thieves, bandits. And they all end up in Olam HaEmes. And they see his kavod and his gedoyli, they see his greatness in the next world. And they start screaming tears, and screaming that it's not fair, they want this, he's one of us! You know what I mean? They remember the old times, he's one of us! And they were answered, what do you mean? But he did tshuva. He did tshuva, and he sat and learned, and he did ma'isim tovim. So they said, okay, we want to do that too. Fine, we didn't realize. We want to do that too. We're in. What were they told? It's too late. You don't get a chance once you're gone. You can't return. So Rav Shlomo, based on this Gemara, and based it says as follows, imagine what could be if a person went up to Olam HaEmes and had the opportunity to return, had the opportunity to come back, what he would make of that day, how he would learn Torah on that day, how he would perform mitzvahs on that day, how he would treat his family and his friends and people in this world on that day. Imagine what would be. He says, that's pshat. Zois HaTorah Adam Kiyamas Ba'al Ein Torah Miskayimas El Misha Meimis Atzmola, meaning what? The Torah is going to be Mekayim. When Meimis Atzmola, when you look at yourself as if you were Meimis, as if you died and you've come back to life for a day. And that's when you're going to put your all into Torah in the proper way. That's when you serve Hashem in the proper way. That's what it means. It's Kayim B'misha Meimitz Atzmala. That's the Meimitz, that you looked at yourself like you died and you came back. He says that's all the Peshat of Veshuv Yom Echel Lefnei Misoscha. Pasha Peshat, you should always do tshuva before you die. Shuv Yom Echel Lefnei Misoscha. Make sure to do tshuva before you die. Now we never know when we're going to die, so we have to do tshuva every day. But he says maybe, B'derech Drush, Veshuv Yom Echel. If you're able to return one day, from Misa, Vishuv, not to return one day. What are you going to make of your day, Lifnei Misaschal, before you die again? Before you go up? Imagine if we served Hashem in such a way, then that's Ain't the Torah Miskayemis. You're going to have the greatest Kiyemis to Torah. To make the most of Hayoim, to make the most of every day, is to recognize all I have is today, and I'm gifted with today. And in a certain sense, by the way, that's maybe Pshad, and we know there's a very we say every morning, Moedani. First word that I remind, Moedani v'necha melechai v'kayim shechazarti v'nishmasi. You return my soul, because Chazal tells us when we go to sleep, once we're 1/60th dead. Why does Hashem have to do that? Why does our neshama go up to Shemayim and come back down? Maybe to give us a taste of that. In a certain sense, every day when I wake up, it is that. There was a sense of me that I'm coming back to life. So make the most of it. Realize that all you have is today. And who knows what's going to be. And imagine if we did that, we're going to have the greatest hayom, making the most of hayom. It came to me before when I was preparing this, hayom is gematria 61, which is exactly gematria ani. If you want to be anyone, you want to be I, you want to be someone, the only way is to look at every day is hayom, only that day. Today, that I just came back, and I'm making the most of today. And maybe that's pshat in the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. Is it Sanhedrin? I think it's Sanhedrin. Which Rav Nachman darshans at length, hayom im b'kolo tishmu. Talking about Bias Mashiach, Hayom, but the emphasis is Hayom. When you make the most of today, that's when Mashiach is going to come. Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, we should be Zoicha. to look at every day as if we were just brought back and make the most of every day. If you make the most of every day, there's no question, you go up, Acher Me'ev Esrim will be Zoyche to the greatest places, and we won't have any regrets. And Halavai, we shouldn't even need to, because we're going to be Zoyche to be Shech Lekeinu with the Gula Shleima, Bimhei Ravenu. Everyone should have a beautiful Heilige Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Oy Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,